fine crouton.
It's Word Salad with Amelia Discreet, only on 95BFM.
Amelia Discreet, morena.
Hello.
How are you?
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do. It feels like a Wednesday today, you know?
It is Wednesday.
It is Wednesday.
It's really feeling like Wednesday.
I I slept funny and now my body hurts.
Oh, yeah.
You know
sucks.
How it is.
You have got a very cool t-shirt on. I'm quite jealous of this Teenage Jesus and the Jerks t-shirt.
Yeah. One of my friends just gave it to me. Shout outs, Jess.
Shout outs, Jess.
Yeah.
Excellent stuff. We're not here to talk about friends, though.
No.
Or t-shirts. Ugh. What are we talking about?
At least they're small friends. We're talking about diminutives. So
why was I finding that so hard to say before? Diminutives.
It is a tricky word.
It's got a lot of vowels in there.
Yeah.
I mean, so basically, like in a lot of European languages, you leaned in for that.
I'm ready. Tell me more.
You can. There are like modifying suffixes that you can add to words that make them small and cute.
Little.
The main one that comes to mind is chin or chin. I can't speak German. In German, so you'd be like, oh, it's my little Rachel chin.
Rachel chin. It's me.
Yeah, which is like the small and cute version. And we kind of have, you'll sometimes hear people in English talking about something being a something ling or a something let to modify it.
Is that like,
but it's a little
real
bit,
though, or is that like a real grammar thing, or is that just a thing we do kind of colloquially?
What's the difference?
True. Whoa.
Just because people don't like you doing it doesn't mean it's not a real thing. But I mean, so mostly what's happened in English is that those have ossified. So they've just like, they've gone from being something that you do to modify a word to just becoming separate words, and people don't think of it as a process that you can kind of do.
I see.
Apart from in a slightly fake twee.
Got you.
You know, no one's going to talk about their laptop ling or their. But I mean, you might talk about your, like, if you've got a very small phone, my phone lit.
So we're talking about like a gosling is a little goose.
Yeah, and a duckling is a little duck. Yeah.
Got you. Okay. True.
I don't know if a pikelet is a little pike, but. But we used to have a really good one in English.
Okay.
And it has stuck around on some words that you might not expect.
Okay, I'm ready. I'm ready for this. What is it?
It's ock.
Ock?
It's ock.
Okay, ock. I'm trying to think of words that end in ock.
Hillock, a little hill.
Ah, what else is an ock out there?
Okay, so this is, it's not that rude, but it's slightly rude.
Oh, okay.
A buttock.
A buttock.
Is a small butt, which is like an end of a thing. So it's you talk about the end plot of land being a buttock.
Ah, there we go. A buttock.
A bullock.
Like a bollock.
It's like a small. It's like a diminutive of a bull, but not because they're small.
Oh, a bull. Yes, I'm following. Yep.
Not because they're small, but because they've been castrated.
Oh.
So they've gone from being a bull to being a bullock. They're a little cute now.
They're just cute.
But also bollock.
Oh, it is bollock. Okay.
It's a small ball.
True.
Yep, absolutely.
Fantastic.
And there are other less common ones. So a dunnock is a kind of a bird, and it's because they're dun coloured. So they're like small
little
brown, basically.
Aww. Cute.
Tussock.
True.
Comes from a tusk, which used to be like a little tuft of grass.
I guess a normal sized tuft of grass. A tussock is a little one. Because I was going to say, I think of tussock as being big grass, but I've never seen a tuss, so.
Exactly, yeah.
I have nothing to compare it to.
Ruddock is, I think, a name given to robins or maybe other kinds of small red birds because they're ruddy, they're small and red.
Nice.
Rillick is another kind of bird, which is like a small rill.
I quite like the idea that people are just going around seeing birds and being like, hey, it's like that other thing, but littler. Let's just chuck an ock, an ick.
I know. Well, there are some that we've given up using. There used to be a word for a frog that was paddock.
A paddock?
Because they're a little pad, and a pad was what you would call a toad.
So where does paddock come from? Like paddock?
That's separate. Oh, okay. So there are words that end in ock that are totally unrelated to this.
I can see why that would be confusing when you're sort of like, oh, you know, let's go to my paddock. And then you think you're going out to see a nice field, and instead you see a very small frog instead. It would be very confusing.
Some people, and this is very contested, think that this is the origin of donkey. Don't at me about this. which would also be because they're dun coloured.
Oh, yes.
And so it would be a dunuk. Dunuk.
Dunuk.
It becomes donkey. But
did sound like you're doing a Shrek voice there for a minute.
People are having wild cat fights online about the origins of the word donkey.
Yes.
They do. They don't.
My favourite thing is when all the etymologists go off at each other.
One I think we should bring back is lassock.
Lassock?
Yeah, what do you think that is?
A small girl?
Yes.
True.
Yeah.
Nice. Nailed it.
Thank you. I was almost going to say a small rope, like a lasso, and then I was like, I don't think that's right. So I'm glad I pulled back at the last minute there.
And we also have wazzock.
A wazzock.
Yeah.
What's a wazzock, Amelia?
It's it's like a stupid or an annoying person.
Just a small one, though.
Yeah, it's just a little waz. but yeah, I feel like we should bring this back.
Bring back the ox. What would you ockify? You can text us on 53395. Best one wins a prize. Don't know what the prize is yet, but I'll come up with something. you've gone with a German moment for the diminutives for the song this morning. Where are we going today?
Well, the only like band or song I could think of that goes for an ock is Grab Grab the Haddock, but Haddock is not one of these. It's not a diminutive. So I thought we'd go for the German, and we've got Blumchen.
I feel like it fits the vibe as well.
Very small.
Very small. Herz an Herz. Thanks, Amelia.
Hello there, I'm John Peel, and you're listening to the Devil's Music.
The song is giving me vertigo. Bluncheon! I'm quite enjoying it, though.
It's very good.
Wider than stereo.
Anika had to run through to say how much she loved the track.
Hertz on Hertz is the name of the song from Hertz Frequenz.
Hardcore will never die.
Hardcore will never die.
Hardcore rock.
Hardcore rock.
Vinaigrette originally referred to small vinegar.
Word salad with Amelia Discreet on 95 BFM.